the thing you turn to get the something you have in your yard?
Faucet.
Okay. And at the sink?
Faucet.
Okay. And if you took corn to the mill to be ground, I don't guess you ever did that.
Try me.
What would you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
A load.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the expression a turn of corn?
On the movies.
How?
I just like I'm going, you know, I'm going to take my stuff to the mill, you know, I'm going to give a turn or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, just something that would be mentioned in
it. But not, you didn't hear it around here?
No, not around here.
And if you went out and got all the wood that you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
armful.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say you just had a...
half a load. Slack load.
Yep, a what?
A slack load.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear a jag of wood?
No.
And say if a man had a load of wood on his wagon and he was driving along, you know, from the wood pile to his house and then unloading it and going back and getting some more, you'd say that he was...
making wood trips.
Uh-huh. Well, would you say he's drawing wood or hauling wood? Or?
Hauling wood.
Okay. And say if there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a chain around it and I...
moved it.
Like what?
It pulled it.
Or using the word drag, you'd say I...
drug it.
Okay. And you say, we have, what, many logs out of the road?
Dragged or drugged? Dragged.
Which was dragged. That most natural, do you?
Oh, we moved them all. I guess we dragged them all.
Okay. And something that nowadays if you bought some things at the store, the grocer would put them in a...
paper bag.
Okay. What about the bag or sack that rough brown material? That
paper?
Or no, that rough brown cloth that feed used to come in.
A sack.
You know what I mean? That real rough brown?
Burlap is the only thing that hits my mind.
Well, it's burlap, but do you ever hear any...
any other name
other
for it?
Names
just
for
a sack.
What about a toe sack or croaker sack?
No.
Or gunny sack?
Maybe a gunny sack.
Uh-huh. And a long time ago, if you opened a bottle and wanted to shut it back up, you'd stick in a...
cork.
Okay. And this is something that you play. You blow on it like
harmonica.
Huh?
Harmonica.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
No.
Do you ever hear it called a mouth music?
No.
What about something you play like this?
Doing, doing. I don't know what you call it.
Do you ever hear Jew's harp?
Jew's harp. Sounds like that would fit it, but I don't know the name of it.
Uh-huh. And if you have a wagon and two horses, you know the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
I see it, but I don't know the name for it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a pole or spear or a tongue?
A tongue.
Uh-huh. What about in a buggy, the wooden things that come on the side of the horse?
I don't know if you'd call that the same thing or not.
Mm-hmm. What about if you have a horse hitched to a buggy or wagon, the things that the traces hook on to?
On his bit?
Or, no, going back toward the wagon.